Hello, I'm Reverend Chris Mockimer, and I would like to welcome you to the Ernest Angley World Radio special presentation of the Soweto, South Africa Miracle Crusade. I hope you have been praying for these services. I know I have. Bible days truly are here again, and I am expecting God to pour out His Spirit in an even greater portion than in Bible days. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Tonight's crowd in Soweto, South Africa, have gathered expecting Bible miracles. Let us join them now as Reverend Angley takes the platform in tonight's service.
All right, hallelujah, Crossway. Stand up, everybody's able to stand.
And,
hallelujah, Crossway for sure. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And when we stop, we make the sign of the cross. Everything we have from heaven has come and will continue to come through the cross. It will keep coming. It will keep coming. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is our hallelujah. And he paid the price. He prayed all we have, we owe to him. Amen. 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 The cross. The cross. That old rugged cross. We're here to honor the cross. Here to honor the cross. Jesus paid it all. And we can't ever pay him back, but we'll be found trying, won't we? Give him a big praise right now. And now everybody going to say the word Jesus. I'm going to start here. And end over there. Are you ready to go? Jesus. That sounds good, but it can even be better, can't it? Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him another big praise. All right, all right, all right. Now it's the singing raise. A trumpet's going to sound. A good song. Give him a big welcome when you see him.
Mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
A trumpet's going to sound. The graves are going to split wide open. It's going to sound.
It's going to sound.
And my feet are going to leave the ground. The trumpet's going to sound.
It's going to sound.
I can feel that quickening power. We might come this very hour. A hallelujah shout, a trumpet's going to sound.
It's so close now, I can hear the laughter and the singing as they're skipping over the hills.
Hallelujah, Jesus is coming soon.
It's so close now, I can feel the heavenly breeze blowing through God's glory trees.
Hallelujah, Jesus is coming soon.
I can see a mansion door open wide,
calling me to come inside.
I've been waiting for your coming, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, it's time.
We are heading toward a family reunion like there has never been. trumpet's going to sound. The graves are going to split wide open.
It's going to sound.
It's going to sound. And my feet are going to leave the ground. The trumpet's going to sound.
It's going to sound.
I can feel that quickening power. He might come this very hour. With a hallelujah shout, a trumpet's going to sound.
Through my window I can see
Holy Ghost
fire in the sky,
reflecting off the
river of life. Hallelujah,
Jesus is coming soon.
From the steps of my new home,
a peaceful path
sweetly flows,
decorated with
many precious stones. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming soon.
Winding toward the river of life,
with fruit-filled trees on both sides,
and it opens wide at the end, where I can sit at the river's edge.
Hallelujah.
We are heading toward a family reunion like there has never been. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
A celebration beyond imagination at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah.
The table is set.
The candles are all lit. Loved ones are waiting. Oh, how they're longing. Oh, how they're yearning for us to be home with them.
And to see us again.
A trumpet's going to sound. The graves are going to split wide open.
It's going to sound.
It's going to sound. And my feet are going to leave the ground. The trumpet's going to sound.
It's going to sound.
I can feel that quickening power. He might come this very hour. With a hallelujah shout, a trumpet's going to sound.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are heading to a family reunion
like there has never been.
No, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We are heading to a family reunion at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
Now it's Tom Neal. My heart stands in awe, and our great choir is backing him up in this song. So listen to our choir as well.
If only light to guide my feet. In his presence I will walk the narrow way. And when the end shall come and I meet him face to face, I will fall down on my knees and humble. My heart stands in awe of thy word. May my mouth speak boldly of your glories and your praise, for my heart stands in awe of thy word.
Now it's the Jesus Trio, Touched by the Sweet By and By. Give them a big welcome.
It's time for the Word of the Living God. Reverend Angley has spent time with the Lord, and God has given his servant a special message for the people. Listen and be blessed.
And get your Bible ready to study more. And this is a great message. The message was at the gate. Everybody say it.
The Message was at the gate.
Say it again.
The message was at the gate.
The title of the message comes from the reading of Lazarus and the rich man found in Luke's gospel.
Isihloko salomlayezo utholakala encwadini la uLazarus nesicebi utholakala encwadini kaLuka.
The Holy Spirit brought the phrase to life. The message was at the gate.
Umoya oyingcwele waletha lesisho saze saphila esithi umlayezo wasesangweni.
A gate is usually erected to control who or what exists on a property.
Isango ke liyabekwa ukuthi lilawule ukuthi yini engenayo esangweni noma ubani ongenayo noma ophumayo.
You can choose to keep out that what you do, what you don't want, or you can open passageway to give free to what you do want.
Isango ungalisebenzisa ukuthi uvalele lokho ongafuna ukuthi kungene noma ulisebenzisele ukuthi uvulele lokho okufunayo ukuba makungene.
Lazarus, who sat the gate of the rich man, had a message of truth, but he was never given entrance to the man's presence.
ULazaro ke owayehlala esangweni lalendoda eyikade iyisicebi enomlayezo weqiniso kodwa azange avulele isango ukuba angene.
Daily the rich man had opportunity to open his gate to Lazarus to enter, but he never opened it for him. He paid no attention to the man at the gate.
Imihla ngemihla indoda eyisicebi yayikade inethuba lokuba ivule isango layo ukuba uLazaro angene kodwa izange imvulelwe ukuba angene azange futhi ibe nako ukumnaka.
How often has a message of truth been right before us and we paid it no mind? Maybe this message we waste on at the gate, be down this night, and brother, sister, friend, or neighbor, open the gate to Jesus.
Maybe
the message was at our gate in the form of a messenger that we judged to be beneath us, so we dismissed him. Maybe we didn't like the message because it made us see ourselves and we didn't relate, didn't respond.
Maybe mulaitsa mhlomo mulaitsa wa ria ka ba ra u rata ra ipona rona o sa ri tswari hantle ibe ri araba ka mufuta o halifileng.
Or maybe we fared sumptuously every day like the rich man and felt we need not have a message we found change anything at our
gate.
It is easy to be consumed in self-centered living in this life. But be warned, this life is a vapor, and eternity is forever.
And
James wrote in the 4th chapter, verse 14, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little season and then vanishes away.
Awazi ke ukuthi ikusasa likuphatheleni nempilo yakho ukuthi kuphatheleni ngoba impilo njengomoya nje odlulayo okhona isikhashanyana ingasabonakali.
The rich man found out how soon that vapor of life vanished, and all of a sudden he wanted the lowly, beggar message to help him. Now he wanted the gates of hell to open for Lazarus to pass through.
Lendota eyisicebi yathola masinyane ukuthi impilo ifana nje nenkungu ngaphazima kweso nje lo thunyiwe wayekade ecela kwase kuyena amfunayo ukuthi afikelele endaweni akuyo esihogweni kuvula amasango esihogo ukuze amlethele umlayezo.
Luke 16:23-24. And now listen to this. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Now let me explain a little bit. Hell and heaven used to be below. They could see in hell, and they called it Abraham's bosom on the other side. And they could see this rich man, he's no longer rich. He sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom.
And
he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame.
Wakhala wathi baba Abraham angehawukele uthumele uLazaro ukuba aqonsise nje umuno wakhe emanzini apholise ulimi lami ngoba ngiyasha ngiyahlupheka la ngikhona.
He had everything in his lifetime, but now he was a beggar.
Wayekade nayo yonke into ayidingayo empilweni yakhe kodwa manje kuyena isicebi.
He was begging for a finger be dipped in water to cool his tongue. Abraham's reply to the no longer rich man was this.
Luke, the 16th
chapter, verse 25-26. Son, I remember that in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus' evil thing.
And
but now he is comforted. And thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
Phakathi kwethu nani kunomhume omkhulu ukuze laba bangakithi bangakwazi ukuthi beze ngakini nabangakini abakwazi ukuza ngakithi.
The gate that separated Lazarus and rich man on earth could have been opened to Lazarus, but never was.
Lesango elahlukanisa uLazaro emhlabeni nalendoda eyisicebi befanele livulwe kodwa zange livulele uLazaro.
Now the gate that separates Lazarus and the rich man is a gate that can never be opened.
Lesango elihlukanisa uLazaro nendoda eyisicebi isango elingeke lavulwa.
Then he asked if Lazarus could go to his fathers and brethren, so they wouldn't come to this place torment. Listen carefully to what Abraham said. Luke the 16th chapter, verse 29 through 31. Abraham said unto him, they are Moses and the prophets. Let him hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one were coming them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto him, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Think about the people that's not preaching the truth, persuades people. And the people will not respond to the truth. More will not than will. Lazarus suffered this life, but if he could speak, he would agree with the Apostle Paul. And say in Romans 8 and 18, verse
18.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It is the preaching of the cross that people need to hear. This is what saves men, women, boys, girls, and this is what pleases God. First Corinthians 1:21. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God ordains people to carry his message of truth. Mark 3:14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach.
John 15:16.
You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. Acts 1:22. Beginning from the baptism of John to the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witnesses with us of his resurrection? People need the message of truth. And God, through the great love, sent that message to the gate of the whole world when he sent his son Jesus to die. Our gate is in the form of a cross, Calvary's cross. John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Adumela lebitso la muramu dimu ya tsetsweng alemo.
When the message of truth is brought to the gate of your heart, open wide and receive it, whether your personality likes the messenger or not. First Corinthians chapter 1, 11 through 13. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, that which is of the house of Chloe, there is contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul, I am Apollos, I am Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Stephen, a man full of faith and power, did great wonders, miracles, among the people.
O Stefane egcwele ukukholwa egcwele amandla wenza izibonakaliso nezimangaliso phakathi kwabantu.
He brought the message to the gate of many, but some didn't like it.
Waletha umlayezo weqiniso kodwa abanye zange bawuthande.
They resented against the messenger instead of responding to the truth.
Baba nokulwa naloyo othunyiweyo kunokuthi baphendukele eqinisweni.
Acts 6 chapter
10
through 12. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he, Stephen, spake.
Azange bakwazi ukumelana nokuhlakanipha nalomoya uStephen wayekade ekhuluma ngawo.
Which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. They stirred up the people, and the elders and the scribes came upon him, caught him, and brought him to the council. Then again in Acts 7th chapter, verse 54 through 60. We read, when they, the council, heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth.
Uma bezwa laba besigungile izinto basikeka enhlizweni bagedlisa amazinyo.
But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. Cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said that, he fell asleep.
Wase eguqa ngamadolo wakhala ngezwi elikhulu wathi ungababaleli lesisono emva kwalokho wayesenikezela umoya.
When a messenger like Stephen, chosen of God to share the fullness of God with others, he was so aglow with the power and the anointing of God that they could see on his countenance. The Bible says in Acts 6:15, and all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it were, had been the face of an angel.
UStefane wakade eyisithunywa esimangalisayo ekhethwe uNkulunkulu ukuba aveze ashumayele ukuphelela kaNkulunkulu kwabanye. Wayekade egcwele amandla nogcobo likaNkulunkulu, wayekade ebonakala noma ebhekiwe. IBhayibheli lithi encwadini yezenzo 6:15, bonke abahlele esigungwini bambheka uStefane, bambona ubuso bakhe bufana nobuso bengelosi.
The Apostle Paul was another man ordained of God to carry the message to others.
Umpostoli Paulo omunye owagcotshwa wabekwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi athathe umlayezo awise kwabanye.
Acts 9 chapter verse 15.
Bukadiketso karolo ya burubung verse 15.
But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he, Paul, is chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
Inkosi yathi kuye, hamba ngendlela yakho ngoba uPaul uyisitsha sami esikhethiweyo ukuba afakazele ashumayele igama lam kwabezizwe nabantwana bakaIsrayeli abakhethiweyo.
Paul took the message to the gates of thousands of hearts, but today I want faces to hear the heart of King Agrippa.
Paul angamula yetso awisa mani dikhorong tsa dipelo tsa ba bangata ka jeno ba shebise dipelo tsa bona jale ka muthi ya tshwanang le morena Agrippa.
Paul was brought before King Agrippa because the Jews which came down from Jerusalem had laid more grievous complaints about Paul which they could not prove. So King Agrippa agreed to hear Paul himself.
UPaul walethwa phambi kwenkosi uAgrippa ngoba amaJuda ayefikile eJerusalema amsola uPaul ngeyintsolo eyiningi. Mabefika ke bengakwazi nokuyifakazela, inkosi uAgrippa ke yavumelana ukuthi iyafuna ukuzizwela yona uPaul.
Paul brought forth the words of truth to King Agrippa.
Paul atlisa lentswilani nethu umrena Agrippa.
He let him know that he used to live after the most strictest sect of his religion, which was a Pharisee.
UPaul emazisa ukuthi wayephila esigungweni ke esinomthetho esabafarisii.
He told the king that he used to do awful things to those who believed in Jesus.
Yatshela inkosi ukuthi wayekade enza into ezimbi kulabo abakholwa inkosi uJesu.
Acts 26 chapter verse 11. I punished them often ever synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Then Paul tells the king of his conversion while on the way to Damascus. He tells him that Jesus called him to be a witness for him. In Acts 26:16-18. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for the purpose to make thee a minister and a witness.
Kodwa vuka sukuma ume ngeenyawo zakho ngoba nivelile kuwe ngale njongo yokukwenza ube umshumayeli nofakazi.
To open their eyes to the truth, from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin.
Ukuvula amehlo nokuba baphenduke basuke ebumnyameni baye ekhanyeni basuke emandleni kaSathane baye kuNkulunkulu ukuze bamukele ukuthethelelwa kwezono.
And inheritance among them which are sanctified, how? By faith that is in me, Jesus.
Phakathi kwabo labo abangcwelisiwe ngokukholwa.
After Paul brought the message of truth to the gates of King Agrippa's heart, he Acts 26, verse 27. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. And then we hear a sad and dangerous reply. Acts 26:28. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost isn't good enough. Almost doesn't open the gate to one's heart to let Jesus
in.
Almost means you are pricked by the Holy Ghost to obey, but you do not. It's something. Swing open the gate of your heart and let him in. Acts 26:29. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am.
Paul uthi ngiyafisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi nonke engathi ngabe benifana nami ngokukholwa kodwa hayi ngokwesimo engikuso manje.
Today the message is at the gate for everyone within the sound of my voice, of the messenger that God has chosen and ordained to bring you the truth today. Will you hear it?
Just as
Abraham told the man in hell,
there
are Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Will you really hear the message today and open the gate of your heart for Jesus to enter? Or will you keep it closed, thinking you're doing quite a fine job staying without him? Choose wisely, because today, not some other day, the message will no longer be at the gate. Jesus brought Calvary's gate within your reach, but the handle is on your side. You have to choose whether or not we'll open the gate. It is a straight gate. It has restrictions. Those who are blood-bought have shed off the excess baggage of the world can pass through the gate.
Ilabo njabathengwe ngegazi nabathulule imithwalo yabo abangakwazi ukungena kulelisana.
Matthew 7th chapter verse 13 and 14.
Matthew 7 verse 13 to 14.
Enter in at the straight gate.
Ngenani ngesango elincanyana.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way.
Ngoba libanzi isango nendlela ibanzi.
That leads to destruction.
Eyisa entshabalalweni.
Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it.
Baningi abaya esangweni elivulekile eliswa entshabalalweni. Ngoba lincanyana isango futhi bambalwa abangena ngalo lelo sango.
If you open to him, you can live in newness of life through the same resurrection power that brought Jesus forth from the grave.
Mawuvula inhliziyo yakho ivulela uJesu ungaphila impilo entsha bese uzizwele nawe amandla avusa uJesu kwabafileyo.
Sin will have no more dominion over you if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and accept him into your heart. Sin will have no power over you. Romans 6, verse 4, 6, and 12 through 14. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism in death. That like as Christ was raised up from death, the glory of the Father. Even also, we should walk in newness of life. Knowing that the old man is crucified with him. The body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Let not sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it, lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin,
but
yield yourselves unto God, that those that are alive from the dead, your members as the instruments of righteousness. Righteousness unto God. For sin shall no longer have dominion over you, for you are now under the law, but under grace.
Isono asayi kubusa phezu kwenu ngoba anisekho phansi komthetho kodwa niphansi komusa.
Very few ever live free from sin under the law, and so many billions of people in hell already, other billions on their way, because they've been taught that everybody sins. Everybody's got the devil in them sin.
Batshelwa abantu ke abanye sebasesogweni ngamabhiliyoni abo abanye basaya befundiswa umthetho betshelwa nokuthi uSathane vele sowuhleli ungaphakathi kwa wonke umuntu.
Because he walked out, we can walk out. If we choose to bear the old sinful man, we can be raised to walk in newness of life.
UJesu waphila wafa waze wavuka ekufeni wahamba waphuma ethuneni enqoba ukufa nesihogo ngoba ephumile nathi siyokwazi ukuphuma ethuneni uma sikhethe ukuthi singcwabe umuntu wethu omdala wesono ukuze sikwazi ukuthi nathi sivuswe kwabafileyo sivuke sihambe siphile impilo entsha.
In Romans 6, 4th verse, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death.
Sinqatshwe kanye naye empapadisweni sifa khona.
then like, as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
UKristu naye wavuswa ekufeni ngenkazimulo kaBaba, nathi ke siyovuka ekufeni sihambe ngempilo entsha.
Because we choose to walk in newness of life, the entrance will be ministered unto us through heaven's gates.
Ngoba sigetha ukuhamba ngempilo entsha kulempilo ukungena kwethu kuyosetshenzwa ukuthi singene esangweni lasezulwini.
Listen, and the Lamb is the light there. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
Amasanga sezulwini angeke avalwe ngoba angeke kube khona ubusuku lapho.
No night there.
Ubusuku abukho ezulwini.
We sing, Jesus is the Lamb of the light. I love that chorus. No night. I love the light. You have your chance. The messenger is at your gate. God, the great I am, said to tell you that he sent me to you. If you will repent, he will forgive you of all your sins. And one day you can go to heaven. Jesus is at your gate. Will you open? Oh, please open. I'm so glad I opened the gate that night. And you that's opened that gate, aren't you glad? Stand up now, everybody, just say the sinner's prayer. Many of you don't need to. There's some here tonight.
That
you better let him in. Jesus is your heart's door.
Yes.
No doubt some of you get your last call tonight. You shamed him so much. He died for you. Why don't you live for him? Everybody lift up those hands. Say, Oh God. I know that you've been at my gate.
I know that you have been at my gate.
For a long, long time.
For a long, long time.
But I failed to open that gate.
But I failed to open that gate.
But I'm going to open the gate to you, Jesus.
But I'm going to open the gate to you, Jesus.
This night.
This night.
You said if I'd repent.
I said if I'd repent.
With godly sorrow.
With godly sorrow.
You would forgive me.
You would forgive me.
And my heart cries out.
My heart cries out.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
With tears of godly sorrow.
With tears of godly sorrow.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
That I sinned against
that
heaven.
That I sinned against you.
And sinned against heaven and earth.
Sinned against heaven and earth.
But no more.
But no more.
The gates now open.
The gates are open.
Come in, Jesus.
Come in, Jesus.
Come in. Lift
come
up
in,
both
Jesus.
Hands, everybody. Come on in.
Come on in. Jesus.
He has come. He has come. Praise the Lord. He has come.
Now it is testimony time at the crusade. People will be giving testimony to what God has done for them through this Jesus ministry. And understand, what God has done for these, He can and will do for you.
And now it's testimony time. Hello.
Reverend Angeli, this lady's from Soshanguve, and she's received a wonderful miracle through the prayer line, and she's going to tell us about it tonight.
Right. Hello, my name is Mpo. I'm from Soshanguve. I applied for a senior position, but I was so nervous Before the interview, I decided to call the prayer line, and then they prayed for me, and then I got the job. Praise God. And then my second testimony, I had a vein burst in left eye. And then it was so red, it was so bad. And then I decided also to call the prayer line again. Then they prayed for me, and then my eye is healed. Praise God.
That's wonderful.
Reverend Angeli, this lady is from Soshan Guvi, and she's received miracles through our books, our blessed cloths, and our television broadcast.
All right. Welcome.
Mina ngu Rita Lindiwe Marubendi.
This is Rita Lindiwe, her name.
Ngihlala eSoshanguve.
I stay in Soshanguve.
Ngajoyina iJesus Ministry ngo 2001.
2001, I joined Jesus Ministry.
Itestimony yami ilena.
This is my testimony.
One day,
heading to town, I met four men. And they touched me.
I asked
what happened after them touching me.
But
I entered my car.
I
had my blessed cloth.
And in Petit Pula, Reverend Angeli.
And I read Reverend Angeli's book, reading about the blood.
And
I was just calling the blood continuously.
And then they
put me in a car. When they drove off with me,
and it distance
just a small short distance.
I asked,
where are you taking me?
But I sugusa a Pretoria North. Sigusa a police station.
We are taking you to the police station.
Not no.
I said, please drop me off
here. Wide open.
And the doors were open wide. And I got off and left.
And this is a blood miracle of Jesus.
This is a blood miracle of Jesus.
Because
I was calling upon the blood of Jesus.
And what would I have to tell Mali?
And the criminals didn't take the phone or my money. They were robbing me, but they called the blood of Jesus.
ASB's testimony.
Secondly,
umakhelwana wami,
my neighbor,
ubene inyawo ngaphansi zikrekile.
Her feet beneath, they had cracks.
Ziphuma igazi.
And were bleeding.
And then ngamcela ukuthi azobeka inyawo uReverend Angeli Thandaza.
I asked my neighbor to come to the prayer line while Reverend Angeli was praying.
Why beg a lazy now?
And she put the legs.
Woman is shocked and yambamba speeding at 3 hours.
She felt a shock in her feet and she felt like falling down.
Wapol.
And she was healed instantly.
On police, Jesus.
Jesus healed her.
Nyambonga. Jesus ministry.
Thank God for this Jesus
ministry.
I love this ministry.
It is everything in my
life. I
love the blood of Jesus.
I love the
blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You got a good testimony. God be with you. And the next one.
Reverend Angeli, this young lady is from South Africa, and she's received a wonderful miracle through our website and our worship center.
Welcome, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Natasha, and I'm here to serve the Lord and to testify to you that I received the Holy Ghost. So I went onto the Ernest Angeli website, and we went to the worship center, and we clicked on the link, Receive the Holy Ghost. So I listened to that lady explain to me a little bit about the Holy Ghost. And then the Reverend came onto stage, and he called the Holy Ghost down. And I worshiped the Lord and until the Holy Ghost took over my tongue and I received the Holy Ghost.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Reverend Angeli, these ladies are from Soweto and they've received wonderful miracles through our blessed cloth.
Give us your name.
Evening, everybody.
Is that your baby?
Yes, she is. you're speaking to Nozipho.
Nozipho.
Yes, I'm from Soweto. And then I'm so grateful to be here tonight because, okay, to tell the honest truth, I didn't know about Reverend Ernest. My friend here introduced me. And then there was a time whereby my baby was so sick. I think she was 14 months old. I went in and out of hospitals. I went in and out of churches. I went to even like traditional healers, but they couldn't find any diagnosis. Then one day she actually gave me a blessed cloth, of which I didn't know about. And she even sent me a video. And I actually listened to the video. I watched it. I even touched my mobile. And through that, my baby was held. Even today, she is a healthy 2-year-old. And I would like to thank you for that.
Okay, my testimony. Good evening, everyone. My name is Busisiwe Maladi. Okay, so I thank God for finding this ministry. I was introduced into this ministry in 2006. By the time I was looking for a job, and then I went to the website. I wrote to Reverend Ernest, and then I got the job. And another testimony, in 2017, it was last year, when my mom went to do a hip replacement. Yes, and then because I always request blessed cloths from Reverend, and he always sends them to me. And then so we used to use that blessed cloth in her hip. So now my mom is completely healed.
Friend, as Reverend Angeli encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising Him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let Him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received Him, let Him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
And now it's Holy Ghost time. Everybody stand up, praise God. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, or if the Holy Ghost hasn't spoken in a long time through you, the word is glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
And start saying it, glory. I call down the Holy Ghost. Start praising the Lord. And praise the Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
Praise the Lord.
Say it out loud with all your heart.
And praise the Lord.
God is at your gate to give you the Holy Ghost.
Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. Jesus, getting us ready for that great day. And who shall be able to stand? The fire be a falling on that great day. The fire be a falling.
The Lord tells us in the Word of God that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and He is definitely doing that today. My soul is just thrilled with all the people that were saved, healed, and baptized with the Holy Ghost. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, just keep praising Him, even after this special ends, and don't stop until He baptizes you just like on the day of Pentecost. Make sure that you hear every one of these services and go to ErnestAngeli.org for more crusade updates. While you are there, if you can help us with this mighty outreach, donate today. It will be appreciated and used to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are listening to Ernest Angeli World Radio, a voice to the world.